up. Wes Stewart from Bible Baptist Church in Cassville, Missouri. Probably been here a few times too. In July of 2002, Natalie and I were there in Pensacola, Florida, and I'd been saved at the age of 20. And that July, I was welding in a chemical plant, and God had been dealing with me about preaching. And I finally surrendered and gave in and whatever the Lord wanted in my life. And I remember running that day and calling Natalie so I'd be held accountable, saying, "Hey, don't let me chicken out now, so you know." And so anyways, that morning at lunchtime, I was sitting there in the break room, and the pastor that I got saved under, and there at Victory Bible Baptist Church, Pastor Ryerson, he had went to Baptist Bible College back in the 60s. And so I was sitting there praying and asking the Lord, "What do you want me to do now at my lunchtime?" And God, I just remember God specifically speaking and saying, "You're going to move to Springfield, Missouri." And so I said, "Okay, Lord, that's what you want me to do. I'm just excited. You called me to preach," and I gave in, and whatever you want me to do. And so we were building our house at the time, and we sold our, we finished building it, moved into it for about 6 months. And we came up, I remember we came up in May of 2003, sold a school. Back then, all the kids were still wearing suits, all the young men were, and had haircuts, and looked like preachers anyways, and they were still singing the hymns and all of those things. And so we were pretty excited about it. We visited another church here in the area. We didn't even know about Berean Baptist Church. And so we kind of knew where the Lord, where we, you know, wanted to go and what was going to happen. And so we moved up in August of 2003. We joined at another church here in town. I got to confess that to you. So, I remember being at Baptist Bible College and going to the very first chapel service. And when the song service starts out, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four, it's not going to be good. And it was just a mess. And I just couldn't believe the things that were going on. And then we started finding out some things that the church that we were at was just a mess. And by the time I'd gotten saved and God had called me to preach, I had been out of school and all of those things for some 10 years. And so when I enrolled at Baptist Bible College, I had to take a class that taught you how to take college classes. And this is what was bad, was the teacher that taught it was younger than I was. But one of the requirements was that you had to take, or you had to meet with that teacher two times during the semester to see how things were going. Well, the first time was fine. Wasn't a big deal. We had just gotten here. The second time came in. By the time I had met with her on the second time, things were just a mess. I remember Natalie washing dishes at our house and us talking about how things were just falling apart and things were a mess and what we expected. She started crying. I started crying. We just sat there and hugged each other and cried. That's all we could do, and praying and asking God, "Do you know what you're doing here? What's going on?" And just being honest with you. And so I walked into that teacher's office that morning, and she said, "Brother Stewart, how's things going?" And I was like, "Oh, man." And I just vented. I let her eat. I said, this is a mess, and it's all a mess. I can't believe what's going on." And just started going through things here and things there and things there. And she looked at me and she goes, "You know, you sound just like my dad. He says all these churches around here are going to hell in a handbasket. And he goes to Berean Baptist Church, and he just loves that Jeff Ables." And I looked across the desk at her and pointed my finger out and said, "Your daddy's exactly right. Now, where is Berean Baptist Church?" So that's how we found Berean Baptist Church. And I left that day. I got directions from her. No kidding. I got directions from her. I left school that day and drove around here and came up Norton Road and found Berean Baptist Church. The next service that was available, it was on a Wednesday night, and I got Natalie and Madison and Taylor. Luke wasn't here. Taylor was just a little baby, and we came in the services that night, and I remember this was one of the things. Taylor was little, and Natalie was going through the doorway here to take her to the nursery, and she's about the pukingest kid I ever had, and she threw up right there, and Miss Angie Shrope came in there. She didn't look down her nose at us or Natalie. Or, you know what she did? She got down there and helped Natalie clean it up. And that it just meant the world to Natalie. And, because those things can be embarrassing at times. And just the way the folks loved on us. I remember Brother Mallard was preaching that night. And I remember what you preached on, brother. You preached on walking with God out of Ephesians. And in my Bible, I still got where I underlined every time it said walk. And you took all those things. And we still came back after Brother Mallard preached. And he did a great job. I remember the Mallards were one of the first folks that invited us over to the house. And we left. And they probably said, man, that Natalie's sweet as can be. But that boy, he's got issues. And but we came here. And this church just loved on us. And we just thank the Lord for you. I could sit here and go through families. We had Brother Russ Williams for our young married class, him and Miss Tamara. And what a blessing they were. Some of our dearest friends outside of our family and our church family where we're at now are in this church this morning. I could tell you stories about this guy in our youth department. And Brother David Harris, I remember when God was dealing with him and he would come into my office and start talking with me, and I was sitting there just looking at him going, God's got his hand all over this kid. He's going to call him to preach. I wrote his name down on my prayer list and started praying for him. And I remember being at the youth conference in Oklahoma City when he came to me and goes, Brother Wes, how do you know when God calls you to preach? And I said, how do you know you love your mama? You just know, brother. That's all I can tell you. And we went and prayed, and he surrendered that night to preach, and what a blessing that was. I could go on and on and on. I just thank the Lord for this church. You showed us how church is supposed to be. I remember coming here and sitting right over there with the Yates family, the Buck and Naomi. They kind of adopted us in. I remember going to their house and eating on several occasions for holidays and things like that. And Uncle Danny, that's what we called him. That's what Butch and Tim called him. That's what I called him, amen. Just Uncle Danny. And then the Yates, Ma and Paul Yates. And they just adopted us in, and so thankful for them. And I remember sitting right over there. But one of the things that I loved was sitting in this church. And you always heard, this is what we believe. But then Pastor Abels would take in the Bible and say, this is why we believe it. And I would go, I remember sitting there and looking at Natalie going, did you see that? And that's what we do at our church. And that's how I preach. And our folks go, that was awesome. And where do you think I learned that from? And God has used this church in a tremendous way. I finished up my first year there at BBC and took the summer. I had enrolled in some classes, went ahead and withdrew, and just took the summer to pray and to fast and to seek the Lord, and ended up moving everything out and coming into the Bible Institute. And me and Butch and Sean Hartzell and Tim Schrope, we never went to jail, and it was great. We had a good time and had fun in Bible Institute and trained under Pastor Abels, and was so thankful just to have somebody pour his life into me. And then I remember sitting at a Lambert's Cafe, or the Lambert's restaurant down here, and a lot of spiritual things take place at Lambert's. And we were there for a Christmas thing, and that's when the former pastor there at Bible Baptist had resigned. And I remember sitting next to Fred Riemsnyder, and Butch Schrope sitting across from us and Pastor Abels, and Butch Schrope said, did you hear about so-and-so resigning? And he said, yeah. He said, be a fact, I've been praying about it, and I've got the perfect guy for that. I think the Lord wants for that church. And Brother Fred Riemsnyder elbowed me in the ribs and said, so long, bucko. And I looked at Fred Riemsnyder and I said, you are out of your mind. He ain't talking about me. And I looked across the table, and Pastor Abels looked at me and goes, you're exactly the guy I'm talking about. And my throat, my stomach just came up in my throat. I couldn't eat a roll after that. I knew right then the Holy Spirit going, you're going to Cassville. I walked up to my wife and walked behind her and said, we're going to Cassville, Missouri. I knew it then. And it was some 9 months later that they finally called us to be the pastor. We were packing stuff up and putting it in the garage in January. Just amazing. My wife got saved at this church. I'll never forget that outdoor revival meeting and Brother Bill Marshall preaching and Natalie getting under conviction and looking at me and saying, how can I tell somebody how to be saved when I don't even know if I'm saved? And I looked at her and said, what any good Baptist preacher would say, woman, you know what to do. And so we went down on the altar that night, and she prayed and asked the Lord to save her. And man, we were rejoicing. I came up to Pastor Abel's, was so excited, said, "My wife just got saved." He looks at me and says, "Well, that'll help your marriage," and walked off. But he was right. It'll help your marriage. I could go on and on with stories and testimonies of the way the Lord has used you in our family. After several years of being here and training here and seeing how the Lord used this church, I stepped back and I started thinking about that day that I had surrendered to preach and God said, "You're going to go to Springfield, Missouri." And you know what I realized? God wasn't calling me to Springfield, Missouri to go to Baptist Bible College. God was calling me to Springfield, Missouri to go to Berean Baptist Church. Unto Him be glory in the church. Not a college, in the church. And I'm so thankful for that. So let me say this, Berean Baptist Church, I love you. Thank you for your stand and keep preaching and keep staying faithful. And Pastor Abels, I love you. I don't know if I've ever said that. So just so you know, God's good, isn't He?
Boy's getting soft in his old age, isn't he? Amen. Brother Merrick, why don't you come? Brother Merrick, I think I'm right in this, and I don't know for 100% sure, unless John Green was the other fellow, but Brother Merrick is the only